97.3 WRIR. Hey, it's Edge of Americana. It's 7:11 here on Tuesday night, Tuesday, March the 30th. Happy Passover, everybody.
Happy Passover.
And I had some matzo ball soup just a second ago. Actually, it was the matzo ball soup what made me running right on the edge of on time tonight. This is Josh.
And Otto's here as well.
And we're doing Songs of Faith for you tonight. We're mostly turning it over to Otto's people, and so we got a lot of Christian songs here tonight. Though don't worry, we've got a couple of klezmer tunes on here, just to keep it hebe for people like me, anyway. And now I've said too much.
No, you haven't. You're fine, Josh. What was that we just played?
Whew. I'm still catching my breath. We heard Melvin Wine, great West Virginian, playing The Land Where We'll Never Grow Old. And you could hear some people singing in the background there. I'm not sure the context of that recording. I'll have to find out. But it's from the Digital Library of Appalachia, which is a great source. And before that, Otto?
Before that was a great gospel singer named Brother Claude Eli, who was from Lee County, Virginia, and recorded through the 50s and early 60s. Doing all kinds of gospel stuff. He was a pastor as well as a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And that track comes off this really cool box set, and I brought it in here just to fondle it as I talk here. It's one of these Dust to Digital is the label, and it's called Goodbye Babylon. And it's a collection of Southern gospel songs, sort of pre-war gospel recordings. And it comes in this great pine box.
It's a covetable-looking thing, for sure.
With a very Old Testament wood-cut engraving in the cover.
Yeah, sure.
And then when you open it up, there's all these beautiful...
it's just ashes.
Well, there's actually cotton balls in the box set. There's actually cotton balls. It's a great artifact. Anyways, we're going to play a bunch of music from that tonight, and that was a track off that set.
And before that, we had the Ivy Memorial Singing Choir. That's Shape Note Singers. With a tune called Idumea, which I like a lot. And you could hear them at the beginning actually working out the kind of the solfege so that they knew where their soul, note was so they could base all their other ones. So if you don't know anything about shape note singing, I highly encourage you to look it up in your internet source. You can learn a lot about early kind of pre-notation, at least in America, gospel singing. It's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I think I've got a shape note song in my set that we might get to later on tonight. We'll see. And then I think before that, we started with John Summers doing Kingdoms Coming in the Year of Jubilo. And let me just say right now, while most of the songs are going to be songs of faith in the religious sense, I've got a couple things in here that are songs of faith in something else besides religion. In this case, faith, I suppose, in the ending of slavery.
Yeah. So that the story of that song is it was an African song basically about it's kind of the content of the lyrics were basically that what was going to happen once the tables are turned, right? Yeah, and all of a sudden the master is the slave and the slave is the master. So anyway, let's move right on. Otto, what do you have next? What's this fellow's name? Jimmy Tomasello? I already progressed it for you.
Oh, actually. You did? Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is a current recording, actually, off a collection from the Chicago School of Folk Music.
Old Town School of Folk Music?
Yeah. Yes, Old Town School of Folk Music, and I think he's covering just a good old standard.
All right.
Old-time religion.
Great.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for the Hebrew children. It was good for the Hebrew children. It was good for the Hebrew children. Lord, it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time
religion.
Give me that old
time religion.
Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. We will worship Zarathustra. We will worship like we used to. I'm a Zarathustra booster. Hey, it's good enough for me. Give me that old
time religion.
Give me that old.
Give me that old-time
religion. It's good enough for me. We will worship like the Druids, drinking strange forbidden fluids, running naked through the woods. It's good enough for me. good old Buddha. Among gods there is none cuter. Comes in silver, brass, or pewter. And it's good enough for me. Come on and give me that old. Give me that old. Won't you give me that old time religion? It's good enough for me. We're gonna worship Miss Aphrodite. She's so powerful and mighty. Looking so good in that nightie. Good enough for me. Won't you give me that old? Give me that old. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. You give me that old. Give me that old. Come on and give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me.
tell you to not your fight. Every man don't understand the Bible life, but that's all. I tell you that's all. But you better have Jesus. I tell you that's all. Well, denominations have no right to fight. They ought to just treat each other right. And that's all. I tell you that's all. But you better have Jesus. I tell you that's all. The primitive Baptists, they believe you can't get to heaven unless you wash your feet. But that's all now. I tell you that's all. But you better have Jesus. I'll tell you that's all. The only primitive that has any part is the one that's after washing with a peeling heart. And that's all. Well, I'll tell you that's all. But you better have Jesus. I'll tell you that's all. Now the missionary Baptists, they believe, go under the water and not to wash his feet, and that's all. I tell you that's all. But you better have Jesus now. I tell you that's all. Now the ME Methodists, they believe, sprinkle the heads and not to wash the feet, and that's all. Now, I tell you that's all. But you better have Jesus now. I tell you that's all. Now the ME Methodists, they believe, sprinkle the head and not to wash the feet, and that's all. I tell you that's all. But you better have Jesus now. I tell you that's all. Now the African Methodists, they believe the same, cause the new denomination ain't a thing but a name, and that's all. Now, I tell you that's all. But you better have Jesus now. I tell you that's all. Now the holiness people, when they came in, they said, boys, we can make it by living above 10, but that's all. I tell you that's all. But you better have Jesus now. I tell you that's all. Now the church of God has it in the mind that they can get to heaven without the sacrament wine, but that's all now. I tell you that's all. But you better have Jesus now. I tell you that's all.
There we go. That was Washington Phillips doing a song that actually has great significance to me personally, and should to all of us who listen to the show, because it was called The Denomination Blues, and it was, in fact, a version done by Ry Cooter that was the first song I ever played on this show now. Is
that right?
Yeah, yeah. It was a Ry Cooter, and we promptly got a call from Harold.
Yeah, saying, this belongs in the last show.
That's right. Don't put this on this show.
Yeah.
But that is, in fact, the original version that was recorded in the 1920s. And Washington Phillips played a fretless zither that he made himself.
A dulciola.
Or a celestophone or a phonoharp.
I think I like celestophone the best of all those names.
Yeah, but very sweet song.
And another great instrumentalist before that, Joseph Spence from the Bahamas, playing Face to Face That I Shall Know Him. And I was commenting to Otto while we listened. I really love the way that he builds a song from kind of a very sparse rhythm and sparse melody into this very kind of polyrhythmic complex thing. And then I also like the way that he mumbles underneath of it.
Yeah, I like that mumbling.
And we started something with we started that set with something very un-Americana indeed.
That was a contemporary version of Old Time Religion, clearly in the more folk vein, but we may slip a few more of those in the show tonight.
Hmm. When we say we, let's be very clear, folks.
That's the royal we.
Yeah. So it's about 7:26, and I want to let you know that programming support comes from – I'm very pleased to read this, actually. Program support comes from The Camel, 1621 West Broad Street. That's right underneath WRIR. The Camel's beer selection includes 17 local and regional brews on tap, and the menu offers the Poor Man's Carbonara, the Oregon Hill Tuna Melt, and more. Camel hosts live music 7 nights a week and also offers meeting space for corporate events, parties, and wedding receptions. For a music calendar and menu, visit thecamel.org.
And Ground Zero Dance brings live performances to diverse audiences by creating and producing the work of company members, collaborating with and presenting local, regional, national, and international artists, and offering experiential education through community participation. Wow. Celebrate the grand opening of Dogtown Dance Theater with a street fair on Saturday, May 22nd from 3 until 6 p.m. with free admission. The street fair will happen at 15th and Bainbridge Streets with performances by Ezebu Mantu, African Dance Company, among other local music and dance artists. The Dogtown Dance Theater is located at 109 West 15th Street in the historic Manchester neighborhood of Richmond.
That's like 2 doors down from me. I'm very excited about that. That building used to be, when I moved into Manchester, it was a place where people were illegally keeping pit bulls and starving them, essentially. Wow. So the fact that it's going to be a dance company now is pretty
That's
cool.
That's very nice. I suspect you guys will be there at that.
I imagine so, yeah.
If you're not on the road?
I mean, if possible. There's not many things that yet happen in the Manchester neighborhood, so I'm very excited about it. And I'm also very excited about the Stanley Brothers. So let's get right on with it. Hey, if you've got a song of faith that you want us to play, and we have it, we will gladly play it. 804-649-9737 is the number to call. You can also go online to WRIR.org and check out our playlist and check out the podcast from last week and all kinds of other things. Here you go, Harold.
I'm going down to the river of Jordan some of these days. I'm going down to the river of Jordan some of these days. I'm going to eat at the welcome table. Oh, yes. I'm going to eat at the welcome table some of these days. I'm going to eat at the welcome table. Put on the silver slippers. I'm gonna put on the silver slippers some of these days. I'm gonna sit down by my Jesus. I'm gonna sit down by my Jesus some of these days.
Jesus today, let him show you the way. You're drifting too far from the shore. Today the tempest rolls high and clouds overshadow the sky. Sure death is hovering nigh. Jesus today, let him show you the way. You're drifting too far from the shore. Why meet a terrible fate when Jesus aboundedly waits? Turn back before it's too late. Show you the way. You're drifting too far from the shore.
can be rolled down your bank. Well, it can be rolled down your bank. If rolled down your bank, then see how they hang. Well, it can be rolled down your bank. I wish I was a mole in the ground. Oh, I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root these mountains down. Oh, I wish I was a mole in the ground. What am I gonna do? Well, tell me, what am I gonna do? Mom and Dad are due, and my wish to be due. Well, tell me, what am I gonna do? I wish I was a lizard in the spring. I wish I was a lizard in the spring. If I was a lizard in the spring, I could hear old Tempe sing. Oh, I wish I was a lizard in the spring.
next time I hear old Rock of Ages play for me.
Oh, Dirk Powell. Everybody loves Dirk Powell. And there he was, actually just playing the fiddle. He was not singing, but Tim O'Brien was singing. God Gave Noah the Rainbow Sign, which was a good thing. Otherwise, he would have just floated around forever, I suppose.
Very nice.
And before that?
Tommy Gerald doing a song that was titled on the CD as Temple, hence its inclusion in tonight's set, but as I understand it, I've already been schooled about this, that in fact it's called Tempe.
Tempe or Tempe Rule Down Your Bangs.
Yes.
But as I said to Otto, Tommy Gerald's like an object of faith to a lot of people. So
religion unto himself.
We can go ahead and include that song right there. And that's a pretty recent kind of late Tommy Gerald recording.
Late vintage Tommy, yes.
Yeah. Given the sound of his voice. And before that, Jeremy Stevens and Tom Minty doing Drifting Too Far from the Shore, from a great album that they recorded called Old Time Duets. It's fairly recent, but it could have been recorded, I'd say, any time in the last 50 years, really. And before that, for Harold, we had the Carter Family doing The River of Jordan from a JSP copy of pretty much all the recordings they made between 1927 and 1934, which is hefty, to say the least.
It's a nice set. And then before that, Kilby Snow doing his auto harp. We played a little bit of him last week. Nice auto harp player there. And that's off the Field Recorders Collective. And I like him a lot. I think we'll find more excuses to play stuff from that record.
Yeah, he's giving me faith in the auto harp. It used to be that one of my favorite jokes was what's orange and looks good on an auto harp? Fire. But and what's a burning auto harp good for? It's good for throwing at a mountain dulcimer. So, hey, old-timey jokes. Okay, but I kid because I love it all. And the Stanley Brothers, I love that especially. Mansions for Me from the Friends of the Old-Time Music on Folkways Recordings, which was just recently released on CD.
Mm-hmm.
And there we are thus far. So, Otto.
We're going to do another current artist, a guy named Greg Gaffin, who is the lead singer of Bad Religion. And a few years back, he did his version of an old-time record, and it's a pretty convincing, credible old-time record.
I think you need to advance.
You're right, I do.
I know.
Josh, you're on.
Is that right? Oh, no. Yes, I am right. All right, so yep. This is actually one of my favorite songs right here. So I have not heard this version of it. So I'll be standing with my arms crossed and one eyebrow ready to cock.
Give us a call. Tell us what you think of it. 649-9737.
Yeah.
suffering here below, and let's keep a loving Jesus. Talk about suffering here below, and let's keep a following Jesus. Oh, can't you hear it, Father? And don't you want to go? You want to go and leave this world of sorrow and trouble here below.
Because I believe found salvation tonight. When I die, I'll live again, that I may take part in the jubilation.
When I die,
I'll live again. When I die,
when I die,
I'll live again. Hallelujah, I'll live again.
Anywhere low, anytime. Don't you to moan so. I can use you anywhere, Lord, anytime. Why don't you sing so? I can use you anywhere, Lord, anytime. Don't you sing so? I can use you anywhere, Lord.
But we hope that you'll enjoy our duet arrangement of a fine song that just recently come out on several different records, Where No One Stands Alone.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low, and the darkness is black as the sea. My heart felt alone, and I cried, oh Lord, don't hide your face from me. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the grave. Great riches to call my own, but I don't know a thing in this whole wide world that's worse than being alone. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day.
Your time. my orchard in that year below. When my war is ended, up to heaven I'll go. I'll try all my rope, not a skin will be seen. The elder of the crying in.
This is Thomas White, host of Business Matters. We're excited to bring our radio program to Richmond on WRIR. Each week, we bring you the voices of analysts, advocates, and activists who provide a different perspective on the news so you can find out the real truth, a truth you won't find on other media, so you can decide how to change what you don't like. Tune in Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. on WRIR-LP, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3 FM, and on the web at WRIR.org.
And that, of course, is WRIR-LP, 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia, Richmond Independent Radio, and radio for the rest of us in the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. It is 8 o'clock, nearly, and you're listening to Josh.
And Otto.
And it's Edge of Americana, and we're doing Songs of Faith. And we just heard a great one.
Yeah, that was Bo Weevil Jackson is his name. And it's off a record called Fight On, Your Time Ain't Long, and that was the title track.
And we're not finding much information on Bo Weevil Jackson, much beyond the fact that he recorded in the I believe 1927, I think is what I heard there.
Sort of an unknown bluesman, probably recorded for Paramount.
26, recorded for Paramount and the Vocalion labels.
And this is was on its reissue, basically, a compilation of 78 recordings called Mississippi Records, which is a famous record store in Portland, and they now have their own little boutique label that they do reissues on, kind of like Yazoo did.
Yeah, and that's Portland, Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
Not Portland, Maine, which is just the same as sunny Tennessee, of course. Portland, Oregon is just the same. Or Portland, Maine. Anyway.
Before that, what do we have?
We had the Leuvens, Leuven Brothers, singing Where No One Stands Alone, live at the New River Ranch from Copper Creek Records. First time I heard that recording, actually, was Rob Bullington from the Hackensaw Boys had a tape of that recording. And then I guess it was released and kind of mastered. And so it was great to get it because I really coveted his tape. So that was nice. And
then
we have
Muddy Waters doing Why Don't You Love a Live So God Can Use You. And that is one of his very first recordings, one of these Alan Lomax recordings that was done on the plantation, actually, mm-hmm. on the front porch of his little home there in 1942-43, thereabouts, before he went to Chicago and became famous.
And before that, we had the Watson family, Doc Watson and family, doing When I Die. One thing I love about that recording is I believe it's his uncle, it's either Albert or Alfred, is singing even lower than Doc, you know, which it takes a bit to get lower than Doc. And so the When I Die, really low bit, is it's just a beautiful song. And that's Ralph Rinsler recording, I do believe.
And we opened, I think, the set with the Greg Gaffin recording, Talk About Suffering, mm-hmm. from his old-time record of a couple of years back called Cold as Clay.
And I did not my eyebrow went uncocked. So
yeah, we got that one through. That passed the smell test.
So all right, let's get a little Semitic here for a second. How about, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And hear from the Bad Livers.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord.
If I was a gambler, I'd tell you what I would do. I'd quit my gambling and I'd work on the building.
I'm working on a building, I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, it's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord.
I'd tell you what I would do. I'd keep on preaching and I'd work on the building too.
I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord.
with Jesus when I lay my bread down. I'm going home to live with Jesus when I lay my bread down. Bread down, Lord. When I lay my burden down, I'll be done. Bad hard crosses when I lay my burden down will be glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my.
Edge of Americana with your host Otto and Josh.
Yeah, little Mississippi John Hurt there.
Yeah, Titan there doing Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, obviously. Very nice. Library of Congress recordings on what label?
Fuel 2000. Another British label co-ops some more American music.
Those loose copyright laws over there.
Well, frankly, I mean, some of these, you know, JSP and Proper and Fuel, if and Frog also, if they weren't releasing some of this, I mean, there's kind of been a resurgence recently, but for a lot of years,
there were not many
American labels putting this stuff out, you know. So thank goodness someone was.
Now, before that, we had another Titan, didn't we?
Bill Monroe, yes, and Bluegrass Boys doing I'm Working on a Building. The recording is Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys live recordings, 1956 to 1969, is a Folkways release. And I really enjoy the release because there's parts where they'll sing a song and then Bill Monroe will say, all right, and now, you know, we're going to take a little break, have some of that delicious barbecue because these bluegrass festivals, I don't know how many of you folks out there have been to bluegrass festivals, but it was true then and it's true now where many of the kind of the more old school bluegrass festivals will have a break. There'll have bands all day, and then there'll be a break about 5:30 for dinner, and kind of everybody, musicians, goes and eats, you know, and then you kind of take it up again in the evening. So that was Bill Monroe and those guys there.
Before that, we had one for Harold. We had Phil and John Carson doing At the Cross,
yep.
And that's off another one of these European reissue labels, Document. And the title's very boring. I'm not even going to repeat it, but you can look at it on the website because we post our set list there.
We do, WRIR.org. I've been posting as we go. And we started that with the Bad Livers from their album Industry and Thrift, their first album on Sugar Hill, back when Sugar Hill was putting out good music. And that's the song is called A Yid Ist Geboren Ins Oklahoma, but it's actually a combination of two klezmer tunes. I don't know the name of the first one, the slower one, but the second one is called Der Heiser Bulger. Mm. So there's a little bit of Jewish music for you. And now it's 8:18 here on Edge of Americana, so let's keep moving along. We heard from Bill Monroe. Let's hear from Charlie Monroe and the Great Speckled Bird.
What a beautiful soul I am thinking, concerning the great speckled bird. Remember her name is recorded on the pages of God's precious word. With all the other birds flocking around her, they watch every move that she makes. They long to find fault with her teaching, but really they find no mistake. I am glad that I've learned of her meaning. I am glad that my name is on her book. For I want to be one never fearing the dear face of my Savior to look. He comes descending from heaven on the cloud that he rides in his word. I'll be joyfully carried to meet him on the wing of a great.
Song for you. When we put together some while back, this is about Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. I'm going to tell you a little story about Adam and Eve. My brother, have you heard it? And do you know it? Who told you that I know these bones shall rise again? Brother, have you heard it? And do you know it? Who told you that I know these bones shall rise again? Oh, well, the good Lord decided that to make himself a man.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, well, he mixed a little mud with a handful of sand.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, while he was deciding just what to do.
These bones shall rise again.
He decided that to make himself a woman, too.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, well, he took old Adam and he put him to sleep.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, well, the good Lord had his soul to keep.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, then he took one rib from Adam's side.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, then he made Sister Eve to be the first bride.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, well, he put them in the garden all rich and fair.
These bones shall rise again.
Said to Adam, you can have anything that are there.
These bones shall rise again.
But oops, Sister Eve, you must not eat the well.
These bones shall rise again.
Okay, so if you does, you're doomed to die.
These bones shall rise again.
Brother, have you heard it? And
do you know it?
Who told
you that I know these bones shall rise again?
Brother, have you heard it? And
do you know it?
Who told
you that I know these bones shall rise again?
Sister Eve didn't believe what she had been told.
These bones shall rise again.
So she and the devil ate an apple up whole.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, then she decides she wanted to have a little fun.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, well, she gathered some bones, she gave Adam one.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, well, Adam just was like us cement folks he is.
These bones shall rise again.
He up and took in the thing that the lady had to give.
These bones shall rise again.
Oh, then the good Lord, he up and he comes about to well.
These bones shall rise again.
He came down in the garden and he put them all out.
These bones shall rise again.
Brother, have you heard it? And
do you know it?
Who told
you that I know these bones shall rise again?
Can't you hear that thunder roll? I hear the angels softly singing, my Lord has come, take me home. Can't you hear that thunder roll? I hear the angels softly singing, my Lord has come, take me home.
within. That trumpet's blowing across that hillside. Ain't you hear that thunder roll? I hear the angels softly singing. My Lord has come, take me home. Can't you hear that thunder roll? I hear the angels softly singing. My Lord is come, take me home. My Lord is come, take me home.
Dutchman's not the kind of man to keep his thumb jammed in the dam that holds his dreams in. But that's a secret only Margaret knows. When Amsterdam is golden in the morning, Margaret brings him breakfast. She believes him. He thinks the tulips bloom beneath the snow. He's mad as he can be, but Margaret only sees that sometimes. Sometimes she sees her unborn children in his eyes. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. The Dutchman still wears wooden shoes, his cap and coat are patched with love that Margaret sewed in. Sometimes he thinks he's still in Rotterdam. He watches tugboats down canals and calls out to them when he thinks he knows the captain. Till Margaret comes to take him home again. Through unforgiving streets that trip him, though she holds his arm. Sometimes he thinks he's alone and he calls her name. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. The windmills whirl the winter in, she winds his muffler tighter. They sit in the kitchen. Some tea with whiskey keeps away the dew. He sees her for a moment, calls her name. She makes the bed up humming some old love song. She learned it when the tune was very new. He hums a line or two. They hum together in the night. The Dutchman falls asleep and Margaret blows the candle out. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man. Dear Margaret remembers that for me. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me.
Hey, Otto, did you know that Saturday, April 24th is National Astronomy Day?
Oh, boy.
Come to the Science Museum and you can get an up-close look at the sun without burning your eyes. Build a scale model of the solar system, touch a rock from outer space, or build a rocket and watch it blast off.
Ooh.
Join the Science Museum of Virginia and the Richmond Astronomical Society for National Astronomy Day. That's Saturday, April 24th from noon until 4 p.m. Contact smv.org and click on events for more information.
And from Astronomy Day, we go to Arbor Day. WRIR is sponsoring Stay Cool with Trees, a free Arbor Day celebration on Saturday, April the 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Carillon.
That is the Carillon.
Carillon in the Bird Park. You can tell I'm not from Richmond. You can welcome spring and discover how trees make our lives better. Stay Cool with Trees features workshops with certified arborists, expert tree advice, exhibits, children's activities, music, and a presentation by Nancy Ross Hugo, co-author of Remarkable Trees of Virginia. So for more information, visit www.treestewards.rrpfoundation.org. And this is the Edge of Americana with Otto.
Is it Edge of Americana? I could have sworn for a second that we were on Wide Ear Folk.
Yeah, it did have a Wide Ear Folk vibe there. I slipped a serious Mickey into the set there. That was Michael Smith, and the name of the song is called Dutchman, and Josh and I were picking at it off mic a little bit. It's a very sad song, if you listen to the words closely, about a couple the husband's declining in dementia. And I stuck it in the set because songs of faith, in this case, faith in your spouse.
Yeah. And I don't want to say I wasn't picking on it. I was just commenting on its placement. Yeah,
it's okay. You were picking at it. Josh was commenting that the singer had a rather breathy kind of...
he was a little bit emotive for me.
Gordon Lightfoot-ish, Wreck of the Ebon Fitzgerald sort of style to his singing. It's okay.
So before that, David Vai and Corn Tornado. With That Trumpet's Blowing from a great album called It All Comes Down to a Song, which was maybe 2000 that was released. David Vai from Patrick County, Virginia, featuring a lot of Virginians on that recording there, including Sammy Sheeler playing banjo there.
There you go. And then we have the Dixie Hummingbirds doing These Bones Shall Rise Again off a live recording on the Field Recorders Collective.
And before that, I knew the moment that I said Charlie Monroe that I was going to get in trouble.
I knew it.
It was in fact the Monroe Brothers, as you could hear by the high tenor, and the Great Speckled Bird from an album. It was actually a set from Proper, another one of these British labels. The whole set is called Bluegrass Bonanza, and it's a six CD set. And this is 1936 to 1945. The Monroe Legacy was this particular CD, so it's really good stuff. Now let's keep the slightly out of Edge of Americana field going. Although, frankly, actually, klezmer music, klezmer music is as much an American, a Jewish American musical form as it is an Eastern European form. And certainly in this particular format, the big band format. So this is a tune from the Klezmer Conservatory band. This is a really hot tune called Yiddish Blues. So Otto, if you would just hit start.
Here we go. We'll be right back.
now, Brother Ring.
Amen.
The text is this morning.
Amen.
That we are in darkness.
Amen.
And by right,
Amen.
We have to call upon our brother Jonah in the wilderness.
Amen.
And since we're going to do such a thing,
yes,
religiously we shall enter the promised land.
Amen.
Singing Jonah, Jonah,
come out of the wilderness, come out of the wilderness,
Jonah, Jonah,
come out of the wilderness, come out of the wilderness.
sinner man. Can't you hear me say, oh, sinner man, you better get out on your knees and pray.
Get out,
get out,
get out,
get out on your knees and pray.
Get out,
get out,
get out,
get out. You better get out on your knees and pray.
Going down the dead and for the baptized. Going down the dead and for the baptized. Going down the dead and for the baptized. Oh, why don't you pray for me? I pray for you that you pray for me. I pray for you and if you pray for me. I pray for you and if you pray for me. Oh, why don't you pray for me? Tell my mother if she won't see me. To meet me over yonder on a cavalry. Tell my mother if she won't see me. Oh, why don't you pray for me? I pray for you, and if you pray for me, I pray for you, and if you pray for me, I pray for you, and if you pray for me, oh, why don't you pray for me? Won't go to heaven now, won't go right, won't go to heaven, no, just in white, won't go to heaven now, won't go right, oh, why don't you pray for me? I pray for you and if you pray for me. I pray for you and if you pray for me. I pray for you and if you pray for me. Oh, why don't you pray for me? No vine rose is gonna fit me well. No vine rose is gonna fit me well. No vine rose is gonna fit me well. Oh, why don't you pray for me? I pray for you and if you pray for me. I pray for you and if you pray for me. I pray for you and if you pray for me. Oh, why don't you pray for me? Come down the dead and for to be baptized. Come down the dead and for to be baptized. Come down the dead and for to be baptized. Oh, why don't you pray for me?
That was very nice.
That was Ernest Thompson there, a street musician and farmer who was sitting in the corner when a Columbia record representative walked by and said, "That sounds good. Come to New York and we will record you."
And that does not happen anymore, I don't think.
That was Ernest Thompson playing Going Down to Jordan, guitar and vocal. That's off another one of these Dust to Digital sets here called Take Me to the Water, Immersion, Baptism in Vintage Music and Photography. 1890 to 1950. It's a nice little book with a CD in it.
It is indeed. The Del McCurry Band before that, from their album The Family, Get Down on Your Knees and Pray, pretty much exactly the same version that the Kentucky Colonels did back in the 1970s, but a real great thing. And I was just remarking on how Del, he's really got that lick down, boom, ba-da-doom. You can't do it better than that, folks. And before that, we had some pretty cool music right there.
Before that was the Roaring Lion with Cyril Monroe's String Orchestra doing Jonah Come Out of the Wilderness, some calypso there. And that's on that Babylon set that I spoke of mm-hmm. earlier.
A lot of dust to digital tonight. Babylon. And we started it with the Klezmer Conservatory Band, the Yiddish Blues, and Otto is coveting my record.
Yeah,
right
that is
now.
Great. The cover is wonderful, yeah, and the music is amazing. Yeah,
great music.
Off to eBay I go.
Yes. Although I personally found mine at a local independent record store, yeah. Which we can't name because they're an underwriter. But anyway, so here we are. It's 8:48. We're coming to the end of Edge of Americana, Songs of Faith. I guess next week maybe we'll have Songs of Agnosticism or I don't know.
Yeah, we should do it. We'll do
Songs of Doubt, Songs of Questioning. I don't know. If we were the Lee Show, we'd have it all set together. But we'll figure it out for next week anyway. But Lee is coming up here at 9 o'clock. And we've just got time for a few more, so we've got to figure out what we're going to play. But I got a lot of bluegrass on this set, and so now I'm going to play something from one of my favorite bluegrassers. This is Jimmy Martin and his Sunny Mountain Boys.
I like to hear them preach it. I like to hear them pray. I like to hear them talk about the gospel way. They read it from the Bible, and they all begin to shout. And I'm convinced that's one thing that we can't live without.
I was an unbeliever, I didn't believe in God. I was always sinning as upon this earth I trod. Since I found him sinner, I'm not alone. Salvation is the only way that we can get home.
I like to hear them preach it. I like to hear them pray. I like to hear them talk about the good old gospel way. They read it from the Bible, and they all begin to shout. And I'm convinced that's one thing that we can't live without.
I'd sit way back in the church and I'd bow my head. And when they start to praying, I'd do just as they did. Well, I never even closed my eyes, I'd listen to their prayer. And since that time I found out God is everywhere.
I like to hear them preach it. I like to hear them pray. I like to hear them talk about the good old gospel way. They read it from the Bible, and they all begin to shout. And I'm convinced that's one thing that we can't live without.
There's people who look for bargains downtown in the stores. Deny God and His glory and all that He stands for. I don't know about deductions, but there's one thing that I know. Well, God's your only bargain, as your own word goes.
I like to hear them preach it. I like to hear them pray. I like to hear them talk about the good old gospel way. They read it from the Bible, and they all begin to shout. And I'm convinced that's one thing that we can't live without.
I'm gonna sing you a brand new song, it's all the truth and burden. We can't live nine rules grandma. Bobby over for the rule and king. We'll get the nine rules grandma. That's me. With a reason why the alarm. Get a country man educated just a little and he ain't gonna work on the farm. Oh, Bobby overcoat a road and sleeve, just a ride to road to Sama. Bobby overcoat a road and sleeve, oh, just a ride to road to Sama. I'm right, the old dude's ruined the country. Let's go back to the horse and buggy and try to save some money. Oh, Bobby, you're going to run out of sleep. Get out of the road to travel. Bobby, you're going to run out of sleep. Oh, just get out of the road to travel. Evangelist, tabernacle always full. People come for miles around if you use the bull. Oh, Bobby, you're gonna run out of sleep, just a lot of little travel. Bobby, you're gonna run out of sleep, oh, just a lot of little travel. Evangelist, if we talk about Mr. Moore too, with him really taking more hell out of folks than all the evangelists do. Oh, well, I'll be over for the road I've seen, just not a road to travel. Well, I'll be over for the road I've seen, oh, just not a road to travel. He's gonna rain on the Allegheny Mountain. Gonna rain for a horse and dog and take a mule. Gonna take us on the other side again.
Come and listen in to the radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on, turn your radio on. If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on,
turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on,
turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on,
turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share, heaven's glory share. Turn your lights down low,
turn your lights down low.
And listen to the Master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on,
turn your radio on.
Come and listen in to the Gloryland chorus. Listen to the glad hosannas roll. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Get a little taste of love eternal. Get a little heaven in your soul. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share. Heaven's glory share. Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
Listen to the Master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on. Listen to the songs of the fathers and the mothers and the many friends gone on before. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Some eternal morning we shall meet them over on the Hallelujah Show. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. And listen to the music in the air.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share. Heaven's glory share.
Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down low. And listen to the Master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Hey, all right. We got time for one more. That was John Hartford would turn your radio on, and before that we had Uncle Dave Macon, Jordan is a Hard Road to Travel, and Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys, I Like to Hear Him Preach It. And it is has been and will always be edge of Americana until it's not, but for now it is.
Tonight's show is Songs of Faith and Have Faith. Lee is here.
He is, thank goodness. So we've got time for just one more, and we're going to go with one of Otto's favorites, EC Ball with Orna Ball. They're going to do a tune called I Want to Be Ready. Stay tuned for next week's show. I don't know what it'll be yet, but I'm sure it'll be good. And stay tuned for Lee's show, which is guaranteed 100% Lee will give you a dollar if you don't enjoy it. This is 97.3.
Thank you very much, Clay Denny, and a very pleasant good morning to everybody. We're glad to be back today for Hodge Body Shop, and we hope you like the songs we have selected. First thing we'd like to do is an old-timer, and I believe you have a dedication on this one.
Yes, I'm sending this over to my sister, who's having a birthday today. I hope she'll be listening.
What's her name?
Elsie Reedy.
Okay, I want to be ready to meet him.
You have your early pleasure, your silver.